You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last week, Associate Minister of Health David Seymour laid out his expectations for Pharmac for the upcoming year. Some of what was in his letter of expectations has caused much public discourse, particularly the point in which Seymour says Te Tiriti o Waitangi shouldn't be considered in decision-making at Pharmac. Te Pāti Māori has since called for Seymour to step down from his role as Associate Minister for Health, and one of Pharmac's directors, Anthony Jordan, has resigned from his role, saying the removal of treaty principles from Pharmac did not align with his own morals and ethics. Given the overwhelming evidence of poorer health outcomes for Māori, I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court about the reasoning behind these expectations and the party's feelings about the backlash.
When there's overwhelming evidence that Māori are disproportionately worse health outcomes, less access to medicine and lower life expectancy, why would you remove the consideration of Te Tiriti?
Well, Māori expectations for Māori health are not set out in the Treaty of Waitangi. Pharmac's role should be to focus on delivering greater medicine access for all Kiwis, underpinned by robust data and evidence. And what you quoted is quite clear. Health outcomes for many Māori are poorer than for the general population, and that's what the data and evidence says. But we don't need a treaty clause in Pharmac's way of working in order to deliver for people who need modern medicines.
There's been a huge response to this decision, not only from the public, but also from experts too. Te Pāti Māori is calling for Seymour to resign from his role as Associate Minister of Health, and Pharmac Director Anthony Jordan resigned last week due to his disagreement with the decision. Does this reaction not cause some concern?
Absolutely not. Couldn't care less what Te Pāti Māori said. And Dr. Jordan, well, you know, I mean, he has clearly signed up to this concept of the treaty and everything. And, you know, it's probably for the best that he's resigned.
How are you going to address the health inequities that are clear for Māori then, if not through Te Tiriti?
Well, people really think that the treaty is more important than equal treatment based on medical need, then they're wrong. What Pharmac must do is serve all New Zealanders based on their need for modern medicines and pharmaceuticals, without signing their background as a proxy of need, and, you know, citing the Treaty of Waitangi as a basis for this. I mean, you can't possibly imagine, if you studied science or medicine or engineering as I did, that there's any substitute for evidence and data. And if Pharmac is treating all New Zealanders based on their need, using evidence and data, there's really no need to consider the role of the treaty in decision-making.
Seymour has said that the consideration of Te Tiriti in Pharmac's decision-making was a waste of time or resources. Is there any evidence to back that up?
Well, the fact we're even talking about it is a waste of time and resources, because imagine an organisation tasked with providing pharmaceuticals, modern medicines, trying to negotiate the best deals for the New Zealand taxpayer dollar, so the most New Zealanders can get access to the most best quality medicines. And yet, you know, there's a whole bunch of people out there who think the organisation's decision making should be focused on race. Well, I mean, that's prejudiced and lazy thinking. So, I mean, the fact that Pharmac even wasted any time on it at all was a waste of time. And it's good that that's no longer going to be a focus for that organisation. They can get on with finding the best medicines at the best price for the most number of New Zealanders so we can have better health outcomes. I mean, it's a pretty simple task. They should just stick to that.
Despite Māori having a mortality rate due to heart disease twice as high as non-Māori, diabetes prevalence is double in Māori, young Māori are twice as likely to be hospitalised for asthma, and Māori's cancer mortality rates are 1.5 times higher. Why shouldn't we consider race in Pharmac's decision-making?
Well, what you've quoted are statistical facts, so there's no dispute with that. But there are many factors that influence poor health outcomes. I mean, you've cited health conditions for which lifestyle choices as well as, you know, potentially your living conditions, have significant impact on your health outcomes. But focusing solely on race is lazy, and it's not helpful to understanding the underlying causes of what causes these statistics to be showing up for the population that identifies as Māori. And so we don't need to have a treaty clause or a treaty focus for an organisation in order to deal with these issues. We need to look at the evidence, look at the facts, and work out what we're going to do about it. And categorising people by race as a marker for need is lazy and unhelpful. And that's why, you know, David Seymour's letter of expectation to farm that was pretty clear. Give that up. Focus on the things you should be focused on.
You said we need to look at the evidence and the facts. I just told you a lot of statistics and facts. How are you going to address that then?
Well, what we do is we get the health system and the decision makers in the health system focused on the underlying causes that lead to those poor health outcomes for a group of people in a population, rather than simply focusing on race, because there's a whole lot of other people who whakapapa Māori who don't end up in that situation, even though there's a group that does have a higher prevalence amongst that subgroup amongst that group. So, you know, what we really need to do is focus on the underlying causes, whether that is the homes that people are living in, their living conditions that lead to an increased prevalence of asthma, for example. Is there a genetic predisposition to it? You know, when it comes to matters like diabetes, you know, what are the dietary or genetic factors that lead to this? I mean, that's what science and medicine and from my background, engineering is for, you know, to look at the evidence and identify the underlying causes and not blind ourselves to what may be an underlying contributing factor simply by picking one and saying everything has to revolve around that, like ethnicity. I mean, you wouldn't do that for any other type of activity, would you? Or maybe we would in New Zealand. And that's why this government's been elected to change that, because it doesn't make any sense from a scientific, technical, medical point of view to do that.
I just want to hop back. I know we already covered it, but back to the resignation of a PharmAct director, Anthony Jordan. You said that you're not concerned with that. It doesn't really matter. But when someone who is an expert in the sector resigns over a decision, why are you not concerned about that? Why does that not mean anything to you?
Well, Anthony Jordan obviously believes, and I think that he's wrong, that the Treaty of Waitangi is more important than designing and delivering a system that is for all New Zealanders based on need. And I think that it's best for him and best for Farmant that he goes and does something else.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Corr on the government's expectations for Pharmac.
That was Simon Corr from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.